What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spencer Carberry, coach of the Washington Capitals, best record in the Eastern Conference, joins us coming up at 7 o'clock. So we'll get into that. Just a quick aside. So I was checking my emails this morning, and literally for the last, month, I keep getting these emails about my Apple ID.
Apple.
And my account being suspended and my Apple iCloud.
Apple.
And the first time I looked at it,
emails.
All right.
The first time I looked at it, and I
you always got to look at the return email
scammers.
Address.
Exactly. I looked at it, and I was worried. Now, I'll be honest. I think I have an iCloud. I pay for the iCloud. Mm-hmm. I've never moved anything to the cloud, so there might not be anything there unless it's doing it automatically. I don't really mess with it. Right?
Cloud's so empty.
And that's a life leak because it's just $2.99 a month.
Oh yeah,
that Apple's taken from me, right? For my iCloud. But I think ultimately, if I've got 15,000 pictures and I change phones,
as an Apple shareholder, please keep paying that $2.99 a month,
right? Because I'm moving the stock price. But yeah, I can't stop these things. Here's the email from UKSRVC@newhappysmileuk.com.
Wow. When you see that, that's the dead giveaway.
Right.
I mean, as soon as you see...
But why do I keep getting them?
As soon as you see a skeeby-looking email address, just delete it and never open it. Because once you open it, you have a big old virus taking over your computer.
I can't defeat them. I try and unsubscribe and block and do all that stuff.
There's nothing you can do.
And they keep coming in.
No,
I mean, I swear to God, I think yesterday I got 8 of those bots. Apple scam emails.
They're bots that just keep coming out of nowhere. You can't defeat them. You just have to live.
So do you just raise your hands and give up?
Yeah,
do you delete them? What do you do?
I mean, I delete every once in a while, but I've thrown in the towel. My email has been overtaken.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do. Email is just a vast wasteland of phishing scams, Viagra offers. I mean, it's just the worst place on the planet.
Do you know how many times I've unsubscribed from some sort of Elon Musk electricity thing? I don't even know what it is. I keep getting it, and I unsubscribe, and I don't know what they do, because then I get the same thing. It's kind of like you with the political stuff. Like, why am I getting these stupid-ass emails over and over and over again?
But the political stuff I get they're just spam texts, and I'm paralyzed. I mean, it should be criminally prosecuted.
I think they've tried.
I'm being stalked and harassed.
They've tried, right? They've tried with laws to stop this stuff from coming to us.
Here's a perfect example.
Now, email, I would just stop emailing. That's what I do.
This is on my phone from a week ago. Hey, Raymond, my name's Kayla, and I'm in real estate in the Laurel area. I wanted to see if you'd consider an offer for your home.
Right.
That just shows up on my phone.
Yeah.
And then I block it. Oh. And then another one will show up a week or two later. The bots are taking over, JP. We're helpless against them.
Right.
There's nothing
Number
we
one,
can do.
I don't have an investment home. Number two, it wouldn't be in Laurel.
Right. And I'm not Raymond.
Yes. And you're not Raymond.
I mean, my name's definitely not Raymond.
I think I'm getting, on average, I would say 15 to 20 text messages a day. 15 a day, and I hit stop.
You should be able
I
to
block.
Prosecute.
No, this is criminal because they're ruining my phone number.
I get a lot. I get a lot of debt relief scam. It's not even scam, but it's like, and some sort of tax thing constantly about how I can save on taxes.
There's a tax spot on this station that makes me laugh every time I hear it, and I'm not criticizing the whatever company it is. I think it might be Optima Tax Relief.
Mm-hmm. They have a good jingle.
They have a great jingle because I remembered it.
Optima Tax Relief.
Exactly. It plays in the station all the time. And they've got a testimonial from, I think the guy's name is Louie. Valdez, if you can find this, I'd love for you to play it. Where he's basically saying, he's like, I haven't paid taxes in the last 8 years. And I think to myself, of course they're coming after you. You haven't paid taxes in 8 years.
Some people swear.
What's the company?
Optima Tax Relief.
Some people swear, you know, some real hardcore guys, that you're not obligated to pay taxes.
Right.
Yeah, there is a fringe group.
Sure.
And I always see them, and they're like, yeah, I haven't paid taxes in 20 years. Yeah. You know, it's a voluntary. Well,
those guys are also probably living in compounds, off-grid, and probably have 500 rifles.
You know, I know, it's not just John McAfee.
Waiting for the apocalypse.
There are other guys.
Did it run this morning? Cakes,
no,
or
no,
yesterday?
I'm just talking about, I've heard it on the station.
It's probably
over
a very
years.
Common spot.
I mean, I got about a billion Optima tax relief.
It's fine. It just makes me laugh that there are people out there, like you said, who just are always, you know, shucking and jiving away from the tax man. It's like, you got to pay your taxes every
year. What was the guy's name?
I believe it was Louie. If there's an Optima tax relief for Louie spot, I'd love for you to play it.
Well,
I do now pay attention, because I think the very first time. Oh, here's Luke.
Wow, they're hammering the number.
There it is. It's in your brain.
Yeah.
Louis, just pay. Just pay your taxes, Louis. Please pay your taxes.
I haven't paid my taxes in 8 years.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe good 8 years.
Maybe I'll go until my early to mid-60s and not pay my taxes.
Well, no,
and
I
I'll
think
just
the
call
move
Optima
is,
Tax Relief.
I think the move is, once you get to like 70 and you're on borrowed time, if you're lucky enough,
sure,
you just stop paying your taxes.
Oh, okay.
They'll give them 8 or 9 years to catch up to you. By then,
right,
you'd be dead.
Right. You're taking a dirt nap.
Now, I guess your kids will suffer.
You put that burden on your kids.
Yeah, your kids will suffer.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm having to deal with, you know, you guys know I've tried to get out of this. I'm the executor of my mother's, you know, whatever estate, you know, whenever she passes, God forbid, and hopefully it's 15 years. But she's in a rehab place right now, and we're trying to get her out of there, but she's not quite ready yet.
Right.
I'm dealing with, I filed an appeal yesterday with Medicare.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to kick her out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't even get up on a walker by herself. Like,
right.
She can't do anything by herself.
She needs
more time. And
they're
trying to send her home.
Yeah.
I go, what are you guys doing?
Right.
Where she was supposed to be sent home, like, on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to send her home on, like, the 16th. They're just like, somebody explained to me that Medicare just looks at numbers and they look at averages.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, she should probably go home now.
Mm-hmm.
She can't do anything.
Right.
So I actually think I filed a silly appeal. I mean, I was telling all my siblings, I was like, relax, guys, I got this. I filed a silly appeal.
What do you have to like? Do you have to write like an email to them? Or how does that even work?
I called them and they took it verbally.
Ah, okay.
And I didn't eviscerate them, but I was like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
She can't do anything without help.
Right.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not even allowed to walk her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even allowed to, like, they said I have to get training to walk my own mother.
Yeah.
And you want me to go, you want to send her home? She's labeled extreme fall risk.
Right.
She's got a bracelet. You guys want to send her home? She's not ready. Believe me, I want to get her out of this hellhole. But you gotta get her.
She's gotta be physically ready.
Right?
Yeah.
She's barely done PT.
Right.
Barely. They're taking snow days, holidays, weekends. Nobody's doing anything.
They're looking forward to MLK Day.
No one's
Monday.
Doing anything.
Yeah, you got to get her out before a long weekend.
Yeah.
I might have screwed her out of the one day, because when I showed up on Friday, she was in the middle of PT, and then she stopped PT, and we hung out for like an hour, and then she said, can you see if
good
you can
job,
get me
JP.
Signed up
gave,
for later?
Gave her some tulips, which is really nice, but she can't walk.
Yeah.
JP gave her tulips.
Yeah, he's sabotaging. He's a saboteur.
JP's sabotaging her PT.
I think we went back and talked to one of the ladies and said, could she do it again?
JP would have her doing crunches tomorrow.
I'll tell you right now, I'm violating the policy.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
Because I'm going to just bring a walker in there, my own.
Okay.
I'm closing the door, and we're going to walk around the room together.
Right.
I'm doing my own PT.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't. I got to take things under my own.
Look, they have their policies. They want to cover their ass.
Of course. I understand.
Because they don't want somebody like me showing up, walking your mom, and then she falls, and then they get sued.
I mean, God love her. She's probably listening. She's getting the days all confused. It's just a big blur, being in the same place all the time, right?
Yep. I think she actually asked me the day of the week when I visited.
Because you're just in the dumb. First thing I do when I go there, I get her out of that room. We get in the wheelchair. We get out of the room. go out in the hallway, go walk around, go see people, go sit by the couches. Ugh, I got to get out of there. But she's not ready to get out yet. Hey, she never gets PT.
EB, it's close to the Redskins store.
Go get her a Jaden jersey.
I think well, I don't want to say.
It's right by FedEx.
I don't want to say. Yeah.
At Northwest Stadium. Got to get the name right.
Right by Northwest Stadium.
The artist formerly known as FedEx.
The one good thing I will say is they're all football fans in there because on Sunday.
They're all Commanders fans.
There was 180 TVs. Yeah. They were all on football.
It looked like a Buffalo Wild Wings in there.
I mean, yeah, you got a B-dub.
They probably PT have one right down the street because they've got a million.
Did you just do
PT dub.
They got a million places deep right around there.
I'm imagining that it's just the staffers. They just want to keep track of the games while they're going. Because half the people are zombies, God bless them.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. But they sure had Packers
game
on.
They don't know
on.
How silly Jameer Gibbs is.
they're not even watching the command. They got all playoff games on?
Yeah, it wasn't a main room.
The TVs
room.
Are loud,
I'm saying,
believe
every
me.
Residence room, as you would walk by, you could hear they all had games
sure.
on.
Sure.
Because everybody's half deaf. It's got to be loud.
Everyone's half passed out.
Speaking of loud, my son wanted to watch the latest Quiet Place movie. I don't know what, Quiet Place Day One. Just watch it on Amazon or whatever. We watched it in the basement. The loudest movie I can recall watching outside of a movie theater. Maybe ever. And look, if I think it's loud, it's really loud. It was loud.
Only in parts, right? Because a lot of the movie, they're silent.
Quiet. You're trying to be quiet to stay away from the aliens. But the parts that are loud, when the aliens are moving around and crashing into things, like my wife was on the third level of the house. We were in the basement. And she said it felt like a minor earthquake was going on at the house because it was so loud and almost like shaking the walls.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've got a notch in my hearing. My hearing's not 100%. So if I think something is loud,
it's loud.
Imagine how loud it is in the theater.
Loud.
I still remember, my father passed 18 years ago. I took him to the movies one time at the movie theater, and we saw, I don't know if it was a Vietnam movie. Some reason I believe it was like Owen Wilson. Was he in some sort of movie? He was in one country and he had to get to the other country.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it's called Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah. I just remember.
He's like a jet fighter pilot.
Yes.
He gets stranded behind enemy lines.
Yes, but there's a lot of gunfire in the movie. Yeah. And I remember being so loud. And my dad fell asleep. No. I was like, how in the world could he fall asleep with how loud it was?
Yeah.
Dude, I fell asleep. And I'm just me. I fell asleep. I think it was one of the Star Wars movies. And I was in the front seat. You could hear all the boom booms and all that stuff.
Right.
But I fell asleep. Tired. I couldn't have been louder. In fact, every time an explosion went off, I kind of woke up for a second.
Right.
And went back to sleep. I can relate.
Yeah, it was definitely Owen Wilson running around in the woods behind enemy lines.
By the way, I heard that there was a minor earthquake like somewhere in Virginia last night, like outside of Richmond.
Must have been my drive. Like it's, the sim.
maybe it was the reverberations of your drives, like a 2.9 in the Richter scale. I mean, it's barely going to make a dent or a ripple. Yeah, but I guess there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Hopefully, check on Richmond John down in Richmond.
Hopefully, he survived.
Richmond listeners, yes. Make sure he's okay.
Yeah. All right, as I mentioned, we got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals. He'll join us at 7. They get a big 3-0 win. LT, Logan Thompson with another shutout.
He's
playing fantastic hockey, so we'll talk to him about that at 7. Also, Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. As we dive deeper into the Commanders playoff game against the Lions coming up on Saturday night, we're the Junkies.